I'm Steve Jess with Montana News. Stage 2 fire restrictions went into effect in the Missoula area today. The restrictions apply to all lands in Missoula, Mineral, Sanders, Granite, and Ravalli counties, including the Lolo and Bitterroot National Forests. Under Stage 2 restrictions, campfires are completely banned, as is smoking, except inside a closed vehicle or building. For complete information on fire restrictions throughout the region, see our website, mtpr.org. On the Clark Fork complex of 6 fires straddling the Montana-Idaho state line around Knoxon, Fire Information Officer Perry Swinram said today there was less of the thick smoke that's been helping to keep those fires in check.
Today, with the higher temperatures and the sun, fire activity has been picking up a little bit.
That prompted a new pre-evacuation notice this morning for an area south of Troy, affecting 2 housing developments on the shores of Bull Lake along a 6-mile stretch of Highway 56. The Sanders County Sheriff's Department says residents there should be monitoring emergency services information and be ready to leave quickly. The 6 fires in the Clark Fork complex had burned nearly 14,000 acres as of this morning. The entire northern Rockies will feel both immediate and long-term effects of a powerful cold front moving into the region this weekend. Meteorologist Genki Kino with the National Weather Service office in Missoula says the system packs strong winds and hits western Montana tomorrow afternoon.
We're looking at sustained winds 20 to 30 miles per hour with gusts up to 40 miles per hour.
Gusty winds combined with expected low humidity could stoke area wildfires, and very little rain will be associated with the front. Daytime highs may cool into the 70s for most of next week. Smoke levels across most of Montana spiked today, with air quality readings reaching very unhealthy in several locations, including Missoula, Great Falls, and the Flathead Valley, and reaching the highest warning level, hazardous, in Hamilton. Meteorologist Kristen Martin with the Montana Department of Environmental Quality says the smoke could get even worse before it starts to get better over the weekend.
It's possible. We've got increasing winds ahead of a cold front moving through tomorrow, so we could see increased fire activity and increasing concentrations over the next 24 hours before we hopefully see some improvement during the day tomorrow.
The weather forecast calls for a cold front to roll through the region Saturday afternoon, bringing winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour and lower temperatures with higher humidity. A day after the evacuation of Essex, the Sheep Fire south of Glacier National Park made only minor gains toward the town, but a red flag warning was issued this afternoon for strong winds and low humidity. Those conditions are expected to cause active fire behavior, including short-range spotting. Fire Information Officer Greg DiNetto says crews are still working to create a fuel break to protect the BNSF railroad track that runs through Essex parallel to Highway 2.
What they've been doing is clearing out the brush, thinning out the trees to open up the canopy, separate the crown, so that if the fire were to come down, it has the potential to slow that fire down and also get it down to a ground fire.
The fire is burning 1,600 acres and is about 125 yards away from the tracks. It's still around a mile away from the town of Essex. Highway 2 remains closed, but BNSF trains and Amtrak are running intermittently. More fire information can be found on our website, mtpr.org. Poor air quality from the forest fires has led to the cancellation, postponement, and relocation of several high school football games. Mark Beckham with the Montana High School Association said Libby's game at Missoula Loyola has been canceled, while Missoula Hellgate's game against Bozeman has been moved to Bozeman. Officials were to decide at game time whether to play. Ronan's scheduled game against Jefferson County High School has been moved to Boulder. The start of Whitefish's game at Haver has been delayed until 4 p.m. Saturday to give more time to travel after U.S. Highway 2 was closed at Essex. About 100 people came to Missoula's Har Shalom Synagogue this morning to be part of a protest against a new shipping terminal on the Washington coast. Opponents say it'll cause environmental problems. Native American carver Jewel James of the Lummi Nation is taking a 22-foot-long totem pole he carved from Washington to the Northern Cheyenne Reservation near Billings. He hopes it spurs opposition to the proposed Gateway Pacific Terminal.
We believe in these journeys because we believe that people can send prayers. We believe you can project your prayers to others and to other places.
The Crow Tribe in Montana is backing the new shipping terminal because it could help the tribe export some of its substantial coal reserves to China and other Asian markets. The Pacific Gateway Terminal is also backed by the Republican members of Montana's congressional delegation, Senator Steve Daines and Representative Ryan Zinke. That's a look at Montana news. I'm Steve Jess.